This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with this week's internet marketing news. Some of our friends in the Fast Web Formula community are talking about getting paid. What if you do websites for friends or you do internet marketing related services for other people? Look, in the beginning, you might not be that confident and you might want to do jobs up front and then get paid. The problem with things like web development or paid campaigns is that sometimes the job never finishes and it's very hard to close out jobs, especially web jobs. They just seem to stay open. The best technique, of course, is get paid up front. Get your money first and then deliver the job. And that way, if the customer's dragging the chain and the customer doesn't supply the logo or the customer doesn't answer your support ticket with the information you need to do the job, it's only them that is going to be delayed and you're not going to be affected. And the great secret about service businesses, especially when you're paid up front, is that some customers, despite themselves, won't complete the job, but that will be their issue and not yours. And you'll not have to worry about debt collection and following up and chasing the money and all the crappy stuff that comes with running a small business. Okay, how do you get more social in the community, in Facebook, and YouTube, and blogs? Step number one, use your real name. Use your real name so that people know who you are and put a picture where you get a chance. Put a picture so that people associate your name with your picture. And if they keep seeing you and your picture and your profile and your Facebook and your Twitter and your YouTube and your blog and your forum posts, they'll start to know who you are. A good thing to do is lead people to a page that describes more about you. And it could be your Facebook fan page, for example, where you get to put stuff about you and links off to your channels. At least on your blog, you can put social widgets to Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and an about page with a story about you and, of course, a call to action to join your newsletter so that people can stay up to date with what's going on in your world. All right, in Fast Web Formula, we've got live training coming up, and the next topic is content assault. We're going to talk about preparing amazing content, what I use to create and author content to get it into different formats like text, PDF, images, videos, audio, how I actually prepare it, the thought behind it, the tools that I use, because this is step one in step two, which is traffic. Okay, so getting that content to put out on your sites to get the traffic is absolutely key. Now, as I'm preparing Traffic Grab 2, it's a great time to be talking about content and content assault. So I hope you can join me for live training inside Fast Web Formula. They were talking about videos inside Fast Web Formula this week. And why are videos so important? Well, everyone watches videos. You're watching this video or maybe listening to the podcast version of the video. But the point is, videos are here to stay and they're just going to get more and more powerful. So learn more about techniques, learn about the microphone you can use, the lighting you can use, the scenery, the camera, the lens. You know, how does it get a soft, furry background back there, but I'm sharp in the camera view? That's all down to technique. You know, what sort of other little bits and pieces can you use, like remote controls, so that you can start and stop and film by yourself? These things are all being discussed inside Fast Web Formula. All right, if you want to set up an e-commerce store, I don't blame you. It's going to be huge. The retailers know that it's going online, so why not beat them to the chase? What sort of platform can you use? Well, there's three main platforms that I hear talked about a lot. There's the WordPress-based solution, and it seems that WooCommerce gets the thumbs up for WordPress-based e-commerce. The next solution is something like BigCommerce, and you can have a hosted solution where you can get a pretty pro-level commerce solution. And the next one, the big daddy, is your own hosted version of Magento. And that's supposedly the duck's nuts, the absolute best you can get, but also really, really expensive and difficult to use compared to the other solutions. But that's the one you want if you're going to be doing millions of dollars worth of e-commerce, and I hope you are. When you're doing press releases, what categories should you submit it to? Well, you should rotate the categories that you choose so that you get a good spread. Just like anything, too much of a good thing can be dangerous. So get different categories and spread it out. I'm going to show you what a well-submitted press release can do. Check it out. Here's 100 Twilerts in my email when I woke up today. That means my press release was syndicated everywhere. And what you want to do is always link to a different page on your site with a different key phrase. Good luck with your press release submissions. Hope you've enjoyed this week's tips. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. Catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.